French anarchist claimed arson attack is latest in infrastructure sabotage trend. By Chris Tomlinson on February 27, 2021. Far-left French anarchists have taken credit for two arson attacks on a telecommunications company in the latest act of infrastructure sabotage claimed by far-left militants. The two attacks took place last week in the communes of Brisins on Thursday, the 18th of February, and another in the commune of Sassenage, near the city of Grenoble, on the night between Friday the 19th and Saturday the 20th. Both arson attacks targeted the French telecommunications company Constructel and saw damage to company vehicles as well as fiber optic cables, which are used to deliver high-speed internet, destroyed. In Sassenage, a 300-meter fiber optic tower was also set on fire, according to a report from broadcaster France Info. Earlier this week, far-left Antifa anarchist extremists took credit for the attacks on the far-left web platform IndyMedia, stating, "We claim the double attack in Isère of the company Constructel. First in Brisins and 48 hours later in Grenoble." The anarchists explained their motive for the attacks, saying, "It is not to protest against 5G in particular, but in a broader context, fighting against the techno world. We want to salute all the arsonists who are acting in the shadows at the moment and repeatedly beating this technological hell." The anarchists said and expressed support for the far-left militants currently being prosecuted for terrorism after allegedly plotting to murder French police officers and soldiers. The attacks are just the latest in a trend of attacks on communications infrastructure by Antifa militants in France and come just 2 years after anarchists took credit for setting fire to a radio station belonging to broadcaster France Bleu in Isère, as well as setting fire to a transmitter located just outside Grenoble. The Committee to Protect Journalists, CPJ, an NGO that defends journalists' rights and press freedom, reported in 2019 that local prosecutor Eric Valiant had stated that the same far-left anarchist group had taken credit for at least 12 arson attacks in the Grenoble area since 2017. In 2020, anarchists were suspected of being behind several more arson attacks on infrastructure, including an attack on a broadcast relay in May of last year that disrupted local radio broadcasts and put many in southern Grenoble without mobile internet or telephone service. Prosecutor Eric Valiant made attempts to refer the cases to the French National Anti-Terrorism Prosecutor's Office last year, but the office ultimately rejected taking up an investigation into the anarchist attacks. Earlier this year in January, French National Intelligence and Counterterrorism Coordinator Laurent Nunez claimed that far-left militants in France had been behind at least 170 acts of sabotage since March of 2020, with telecommunications infrastructure accounting for nearly 60% of the targets of attacks. Arson attacks on telecommunications infrastructure have also been reported in other European countries such as the Netherlands and Italy, according to newspaper Le Parisien that noted. Ultra-left networks are known to maintain close links with their foreign counterparts. One act of sabotage in Italy saw anarchist extremists set fire to a railway electrical hub just outside the city of Florence in 2019, causing hours of delays for passengers of high-speed trains. In Canada, similar train sabotage was called for by Antifa extremists in 2020 in support of an anti-pipeline protest and allegedly in solidarity with the Wet'suwet'en First Nation. Canadian Transport Minister Mark Garneau later confirmed that part of the Canadian railway infrastructure had been tampered with. In 2018, anarchists in the Canadian French-speaking province of Quebec also took credit for the sabotage of a telecommunications network during the G7 summit that took place earlier that year. Like their French counterparts, the Canadian anarchists set fire to a telecommunications pole to disrupt communications in Quebec City and Bahia Saint-Paul. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email @Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.